Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As great as our country is, and as effective as our system of government has been, I begin to wonder sometimes, can it be sustained? Candidates for the House and candidates for the Senate and the President, they promise this and then they promise that to the voters. But if we're honest about it, we know the government can't be everything for everybody. We can't afford it. We've operated with a budget deficit 42 of the past 47 years. No family or business could do that and still survive. The reality is that politicians just love to spend money on their constituents. And as crude as it may sound, that is the way to buy their vote. Now look at some of the promises of the past. In 1976, the Democrats promised to fix the tax system and to moderate the interest rates. Well, they didn't fix the tax system at all, and the interest rates went from 7% to 11.5%. In 1992, there was a promise to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Well, oil imports have shot up 45% since then. In 2000, Republicans promised to downsize government. Well, instead, since then, we have added thousands of government jobs. We have mandatory spending programs that are out of control. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. They are gobbling up 40% of our annual budget and increasing every year. They're on automatic pilot. The courage to cut them back is just not there. If a politician said, well, I'm going to cut your Social Security check, well, he wouldn't get elected. And in farm country, if he said, I'm going to abolish the farm support program, well, he'd lose a lot of votes. The best way to get elected is to promise more government support and less taxes. As this election for the Congress and the President moves towards Election Day, listen to what the candidates have to say. If all they want to do is promise more of everything for everybody, remember that old truism, there is no free lunch. You think about it. You will eventually pay. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.